Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/likeaboss.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out.
So, there's so much to unpack. The Bears interviewed Mike Singletary yesterday for their vacancy at defensive coordinator after the retirement of Chuck Pagano. And this guy's one of the great players in the history of the sport, let alone our city. And there are people go, oh, God, no, hard pass, don't want him. He's Mike freaking Singletary. If he wants to talk, you talk to him. Hi, Hoodie.
Yeah, you know, we were talking before, Cap, about who are the Bears close to? They're the organization. You know, talking about George McCaskey and Ted Phillips and that front office. Who are they close to as far as former Bears? We couldn't come up with a name. If Singletary still has a tie to the Bears, I have no problem with it. I don't want him to be my defensive coordinator necessarily, and here's why. For Mike Singletary's case, for his sensibilities, man, don't come in here just for a year. This might be a lame duck opportunity, right? This might be a lame duck position.
Maybe.
If the Bears underachieve, there could be change. That's all I'm rooting for is change, because I think that you can start to see the defense being in transition. You might not have a number one wide receiver coming in next year. So there's a lot of question marks about the football
team. All right, hold on. I want to go back to something you just said. All I'm rooting for is change was your quote.
Absolutely.
So you're not rooting for them now that everybody's back to have a good season next year? You're already all in on change.
Well, I said that this past season.
Right.
So why would I change now? So I told you that in October or November. I said, you know, I think it's time for change.
Because that was different. You knew there was a possibility. It didn't happen. But there was a possibility as we kept losing. You know, we watched our Bears go six straight with a loss.
Right.
It might be change. There was speculation nationally, locally. We didn't get it. Now that we didn't get it, I'm all in to see him win the Super Bowl. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, because we know what's on the field. We got two good working eyes and a really good TV. We know exactly what Bears football looks like.
Right.
And so, no, I'm still in there for change because I can't change my opinion on that. I can't change because I know what it looks like. See, I can understand if I just got dropped into Chicago and not understand the culture, mm-hmm. what goes on around here. If I'm new to the city, I'm like, wait, they were 8-8 in the playoffs last year. You know, the arrow's pointing up. That's a much better football team than I thought. Actually, they're not. They backed their way in like a big girl on the dance floor. They backed their way in. So the idea that I'm going to change my opinion is that's not going
to
happen.
I'm asking you to do what I've done. It is, I'm going down the highway of I want change. Yeah, that exit's closed. Okay.
This is breaking news.
I can put it to
the
side.
PointsBet Sportsbook.
It's the same thing.
On Chicago's
same
home
team.
For no. sports. ESPN right. 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
All right.
Robert Quinn, Nick Foles, what is it?
We turn to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news here on Cap and J-Hood. Dan.
Gentlemen, good morning. Speaking of change, this from our Chuck Garfine. He tweets,
oh boy.
Since this is a day of unity, how about this announcement? David Kaplan says he is buying season tickets to the White Sox. Welcome aboard, Cap.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, welcome aboard, Cap? What does that mean? We turn now to Jeff Miller with analysis, fantasy ramifications here on Cap and J-Hood. Jeff?
From a fantasy baseball perspective, Hoodie, I'm not sure how the players will react with Cap in the stands. A lot more pressure now if David Kaplan is watching White Sox pitchers going forward.
Now, hold on a second. Number one, that was a private conversation that you and I had. You know, something that you were thinking about. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the ballpark, you know, every now and then. I might just stop over there. I'm working mornings. But now, all of a sudden, you actually told Garfine that you're going to get season tickets to the Sox?
So, yes.
Wait. You told him that, but you told me that, hey, you know, I'm considering going there just a few games because that's fun. That's a great, that's going to be a great team.
Right. I'm a baseball fan. It's my favorite sport.
Right.
People know me because I coached college basketball.
Correct.
And scouted in the NBA. So my contacts, like my career path was in basketball before I got in the media. But in my heart, my late father, Marshall Kaplan, put my brother Bruce and I the love for baseball. He even got my late mom to fall in love with baseball. And he always would yell at my brother and I because I was all Cubs cheering against the Sox. He was all Sox cheering against the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And before he died, he goes, what is it with you boys? Why can't you root if it says Chicago? I'm like, you choose one or the other, Dad. And then as things have evolved in my life, my mom just died. My dad's gone. My brother and I are all that's left of the whole family. And I went, unity, man, unity. We're in a horrible place in this country. Unity. And I saw unity yesterday. And so I said to you last week, I'm thinking of buying season tickets. And not that I turn my back on my Cubs. I love my Cubs. But they're going in one direction. The other team's going in the other. And I can get off the air here, go right over to
Guaranteed
Buffalo
rate.
Wings and Rings.
Yes.
Or, you know, one of Cork and Carry or one of those places.
Yeah.
And have myself a couple cool ones and something to eat. And tell my beautiful wife, those are our two seats right there, honey. Sit down. Let's go.
Now, wait just a second now. So it sounds like you're getting off the Cub bandwagon by doing this.
No, I'm going to buy tickets to them, too. I don't have anything. Let's just be clear. I keep getting people tweeting me, don't you work for the Cubs? No.
People, you know.
I don't.
News travels very slowly.
Yeah.
If people don't know what's going on there.
Right. The TV station that I work at, they have the White Sox.
Yes.
The radio station that I love dearly and is my home as well, they just signed a deal with the White Sox. I don't work for the Cubs at all.
Love them. Network.
Uh-oh. Now you've made them upset.
Look.
I thought you were a Cub fan. Why are you leaving our nest? Baseball man for my baseball man, Rosner. I mean, he's not going to be happy.
I'm going to go to his games, too. I love baseball. But that young team, they're exciting. I've got my dearest friend in my life, my brother. He's a huge Sox fan. To be able to take my wife and go, or my sons, and go, guess what? Let's go to the ball game today. Yes.
But what about, I don't think Cub fans will like that. They want you to be
able. I don't care.
Okay,
I like both teams. I'm going to root. Look, if they're playing each other, I want the Cubs to win. Let's just be clear here. I want the Cubs first. But I don't harbor this animus where, I can't believe you're going to root for, you should be rooting against the Sox. No, I'm not that guy.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. When we got good, you started to change your mind. All of a sudden, boy, look at that team. They're young. They look good. They got Tony. You know what? I like the Sox now. Take that.
Cap, you just...
Where were you when they were sucking with Robin Ventura? You weren't saying that. Where were you for that time?
The last few years, I have not cheered against them. I have not.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't say that while Robin was managing. When he was in the hammock. You wouldn't say anything about that when he was sleeping in a dugout. Where were you for that? I like Robin. Take that.
Now that you have a season ticket package, Cap, to the White Sox games, you just said you're not going to root against the Cubs when the Cubs and Sox play. But what about in that late August series that I'm looking at on the weekend, Friday, August 27th through the 29th, Cubs go to Guaranteed Rate Field. You're in the stands, and your Cubbies are clearly out of the race. They have no real fighting chance, but your White Sox, Cap, need this series. You sure you're not going to root for your White Sox in this scenario?
That'd be tough. That'd be a tough situation.
What do you mean tough?
Might have to give those tickets away.
Hold on a second. No. Wait just a second. If you're going to be all in, Alan, then you should be able to be on the Sox side of the ledger in that regard. It's amazing how you jump on the bandwagon when the Sox look pretty good.
No doubt.
Look at the financial situation. They're all in. Tony La Russa, Len Casper, I'm there. Take that.
Look, I met my wife at Wrigley. I love baseball. But this hatred of one side is just stupid. I mean, I just watched, we don't talk politics on this show. I don't tell people who I vote for, who I don't vote for, if I vote, if I don't vote, whatever. I just see our country like divided, and I'm like, well, we got this really cool team on the South side that's all in to try and win. I love my Cubs. They're not all in right now to win. And I have the ability to buy tickets, and I can go. Honey, those are our seats right there. Two beers, please. Yes, I'm excited.
Danny, as a Cub fan, how does this make you feel?
I'm disgusted. I feel like puking in my mouth.
What?
If I could take this phone cord and wrap it around myself and tie myself up and drag myself out of this studio right now, I would. First of all, don't equate what's going on to our world to your fandom. That right there, I'm not even going to acknowledge. We'll act like that was never said. Your fandom is not as important as what's going on in the world. You rooting for the Sox is not going to solve the problems we're in. Let's just leave that to the side and act as if you never said it. This is as transparent as it gets, Hoodie.
Yeah.
The man wrote a book called The Plan about the Chicago Cubs as they were ascending to World Series. They are now in the gutter. They're in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what he's doing? Jumping ship, jumping on the bandwagon of the other team in town that's ascending. What you know, he sees a payday at the end of this. He's writing The Plan Part 2 about the Sox. The only way to do that is to be a fan and get in there. You got to be close with Kenny. You got to be close with Rick Hahn. You got to be close with Tony. You got to have the players like you, like you're one of them. Of course, it's all financially backed. He just bought an $800 pair of headphones. He needs the cash. He needs the cash. Here's another thing, all right, mister?
The worst.
Earlier in this week, we talked about who we were rooting for in the playoffs, and you went off about how I could never root for the Packers. That's not what Bears fans do. If you're a fan, you got a fan.
That says
Green Bay
on this jersey.
Here's the thing, and I'm not about White Sox hate, Cubs hate. I'm not about you don't have to hate the Sox if you root for the Cubs,
right,
or hate the Cubs if you root for the Sox. But if you root for a team, it's like a marriage. It's for better or worse. I enjoyed the Cubs when they were winning baseball games. I enjoyed the Cubs when they made postseason runs. Now my team sucks. Guess what? I'm still going to support them and wait for them to be on the ascend again. You're just jumping ship. Then what kind of fan are you? You can't tell people not to root for the Packers and lecture them about fandom and then all of a sudden be like, guess what? I'm buying Sox season tickets, honey. Ryu, Carmen, Barr. We love the Sox. Also, to go back to financial, listen, there's not a better brown noser in this building than David Kaplan. And I mean that with peace and love. We're now the home of the White Sox, so you're buying Sox season tickets. Listen, if I could financially do it, I would also, just to make the bosses happy. I'm all in.
You see, if you were just, you know, born for this like me as a Southsider, you have to go through all these hoops.
Mm-hmm.
When the Cubs were winning, I was happy for the Cubs until they took on my White Sox, and I was totally fine with that. But you, going all the way in, you didn't see me buy two tickets at Wrigley. No shot. First of all, it's easy for me to get into Miller Park than to go to Wrigley Field from my house. But nonetheless, I'm just telling you right now, for you to jump in now, I just want you to know it's not going to be smooth sailing. You know, first of all, you put the money in for season tickets not realizing that you host mornings.
Mm-hmm.
You're a co-host for a morning show. You do know this, right?
Oh, 100%.
You got to be here at 6 for the meeting and 7 for the show.
Yeah.
During Sox season 2, when you're sitting there with Mindy and you're watching an American League game, watching the Sox and Rangers in the middle of the summer, and it's 8:30 and it's through three innings, you're like, boy, this is moving too slow. This is not like the Cub game. I got to get out of here. I got to do mornings. Take that. Like you won't be liking that. What kind of Sox fan will you be watching the Sox game on a random Tuesday and only being able to sit there for four innings? When you're a Sox fan, it's a commitment. It's American League Baseball, pal. You're not rolling out of there until 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll be there. 10:30, 11 o'clock for American League game, middle of the week against the Ranger. Yeah, you won't be doing that. You'll be rolling out of there. You'll be drinking, and Mindy has to take you home.
I'm not going to all 81 home games.
Excuse me?
I'm not going to be at all 81 home games.
Why is there a financial commitment then? 81 games. That's how you're supposed to do it, pal.
I watch both teams play. Like, even this past summer, I would have two TVs going. I'd have them both on. But I'm not going to...
You could have watched the Sox from afar this year, too. No, you got to be right there front and center because the glad handing. Kenny Williams, what are you doing here? I saw you sitting in one of my seats.
I just think your team's great. Say that.
Are you drunk? Is that you, one can, Dan?
Kenny, I just want you to know, you're outstanding.
I want you to get Kenny on. I want Kenny on. I want him to tell me again like he did at the winter meetings in Nashville. Stay out of White Sox business.
Let me just tell you, I enjoy being here, but it's 9 o'clock and we're in the bottom of the fourth. I got to get up in the morning.
Can we speed this up, please?
Dan, Sox fans will be booing you there. It's not going to be comfortable. They're going to see you. It's like, is that the Cub fan, David? Boo! You're going to be booed out of the ballpark. Hey, I'm just telling you.
There's plenty of room to stretch out right now. You need more fans.
Oh, that's not right.
You can't take shots like that if you're a Sox fan. You never hear Hoodie or Meller or Carr make that joke. You've got to give that up now, Mr. Sox.
I am going to
you
cheer.
You got to retire it.
I'm cheering for both teams, but if they meet, I'm a Cubs fan. That's my team. That's who I grew up on. But the White Sox have built a really nice young team. I love baseball.
Wait, well, hold on a second. Just take your tickets and watch that 100-loss ball club you're going to have next few years.
I'll have tickets over there.
Yeah, just stay over there then and watch that. Watch the development. Watch the Jed Hoyer era stepping over here with the White Sox. So you know why? Because the party is hot on 35th. Oh, that's where you want to be. That's where you want to be. That's where the party is, Cap. And I don't blame you. Hey, you want to be with a winner. I understand that. Tony La Russa, Jerry Reinsdorf's commitment to winning. That's going to be great.
I'm excited. I'm going to watch. I'm absolutely excited.
Don't worry. I got arms wide open for you. Welcome to the good guys,
Thank
Cap.
Thank you, Jeff. See?
He's going to be the only fan at the rate watching Cubs games on his phone.
My God. So tell you what. This Kyle Hendricks dealing tonight. What is it? Bottom of the third. It's 9:30. God almighty. I got to get home.
Mindy, can you drive?
You're rolling into the driveway at 11:30. Good luck watching that. I know I'm committed, but the idea that you come over, it's pretty smart. It's pretty savvy by you. Very, very, very savvy. Knowing that the Cubs are going to be bad. You don't want to sit there and watch it all summer. Yeah, you're going to come over to this. You're going to come. You know why? Because you won't be sitting in your seats. You know what's going to happen? Reinsdorf will spot you with the binoculars. He's going to see. It doesn't even get to Mindy. Call him up to the back. What are you doing here? It's good to see you.
Did you get the tickets free?
Hey, let me ask you a question. You see us? See the fireworks? See the 9-0 lead? How did the Cubs do today?
312-332-3776. Time for you to make the call.
Should I be allowed
to buy White Sox season tickets? Spoke with their ticket guy last night on my way home.
I bet you did.
Let's go. Get it out. 312-332-3776.
Be right back. Stay out of our business. You better stay out of White Sox business.
We have against the Marquee Network.
This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So, it leaked out yesterday when Chuck Garfine put on Twitter that I'm going to buy season tickets to the White Sox. I'm not going to be at all 81 games, but I'm going to be at a bunch of games. And I'm excited to go to baseball on both sides of town. Like, a great day is we get off the radio, and maybe you go with me to Wrigley. We go to a couple of the watering holes. We have some lunch.
That's a no shot.
We sit in my seats there.
No.
And then we get into an Uber, or my guy Darman takes us, and we go eat something really tasty South Side type food. And then we go to the White Sox night game.
Yeah, I don't know about the Cubs side of things. How about we go to Milwaukee? It's easy for me to get to Milwaukee. In and out. I got a parking there. So I'd rather go to Miller Park. I'm just telling you. It's easy for me to get to Miller Park in and out than to go to Wrigley Field.
I want you to promise me that we will spend a day when there's a day game for the Cubs at home and a Sox game at night. We're going to go to both games.
I can't promise you that.
Why?
I can't promise
you. You're better than that.
Not on the Cubs side. I don't know if I could do that. Sox and Miller Park, we can do that. We could go see, like, you know, Brewers Reds for a 105. We could do that and then come back to the South Side.
We're going to do Wrigley. Danny, you going to go with me?
No.
Wrigley?
No, I'm not going to go anywhere with you. I'm just not. I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Like, next day you're going to come in and you're going to tell us your name's not even really David. Like, when you think Cubs, you think David Emmanuel Kaplan. Now all of a sudden you're buying Sox tickets today.
It's not Emmanuel.
My mind is blown by the. It, like, you don't even see a problem with it. The worst is for you Sox fans, he's going to come in every morning after going to Sox games and be like, guys, the ballpark is incredible. You know when they hit home runs, there's fireworks?
I know.
Let me tell you how great the food selections are.
Yeah,
the parking is so easy. Like, he's going to discover White Sox baseball for Chicago.
Yeah, this guy is so skittish that when the Sox do hit a home run, he's going to be going underneath the seat. What was that? It's fireworks. Cap, it's okay.
I don't know we were under attack. Take that.
Listen.
I got a bad ticker.
In all my years doing this, I've never heard one person make Legault brother jokes more than Cap. That's like his go-to joke is the Legault brothers. And now all of a sudden, he's just going to forget that part of his life. Like it never happened.
Yeah. And
like
literally,
Men in Black came and showed you that pen and flashed the light in front of your face.
Yeah. Well, he knows where the party is. Men in Black, you ever see the show?
No.
Ooh. Anyway, so nonetheless, we'll teach you pop culture 20
years. Is that the Tommy Lee Jones, Martin Lawrence movie?
Or Will Smith.
Yeah, whoever.
I know. Well, actually, we all are comedians. We all look the same. So I understand. Nonetheless, here's the thing, man. Like, I understand why you want to go there because that's where the party is. You want to go where the fun is. Won't be too much.
The fun is at Wrigley, too, man. Let me just tell you. Now, let's just slow the roll.
Where? Where's the fun? All that underachievement?
My wife and I go in the bleachers and just hang out, and it is freaking phenomenal.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to be the case now. I don't know if it's going to be freaking. I think you're going back to 81 based on how the team's going right now. They're pulling the water coolers out of Wrigley. I'm just telling you right now. We don't have any money. We don't need water. Bring your own. Baseball man for my baseball man.
Well, you got to get some Marquee Network.
Boo! You were there. Here's when you knew you actually get Sox season tickets. When they were booing Ricketts at the convention, you had never heard that before. The Cub fan is always friendly from Iowa, Chicago, all over the Midwest. They come there, and they'll cheer anything, right? But when that guy came out there and said, now we're going to talk about the Marquee Network. Boo! I want my Channel 9 Cubs games! Where's my Channel 9 Cubs? But you have against the Marquee Network.
You have against the Marquee Network.
What's the matter with you? You won't be saying that in 2 years. No, you won't. Because no one will be watching. Take that.
312-332-3776.
You make the call.
Harry, here he is.
Faye. Thanks, Harry. Faye on the north side. What's up?
Hi, darling. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, Faye.
I'm doing better. I tell you what, this is really a weird conversation because Cap can like who he wants. I've watched the Sox from afar, right? But when they were kicking butt last year, man, I start watching for real. I am a dedicated Cubs fan, right? But I enjoy watching another team fight for it. We've got two clubs in Chicago. Why can't we root for them?
So my late father, wherever he is this morning, enjoying his coffee up way up in the clouds,
yeah.
He is saying, Faye, pardon me?
Did you cut me off?
No, I'm saying, as you said.
Apparently you did.
I said my late father up in the clouds having his morning coffee looking down going, what'd I tell you? It says Chicago on it. You can root for both. Again, the Cubs will always be numero uno in my heart. That's my team.
Always.
But that doesn't mean I can't look at the South Side and go, hey, man, I know a good party. I'm going.
Yeah, but where was that feeling years ago, though? You only did that because you see commitment over there. How come you weren't there for me years ago?
Because your team wasn't that much fun.
Okay, now that's why you're looking at. Now that we're good, now you're going to jump in.
Yes.
That's nonsense. They were Chicago White Sox when they were losing, too, by the way.
No question.
Okay, they were Chicago team.
I also was a much more immature person. I've had different life experiences in the last few years that has gotten me to go, really? I see where our world is. My mom just died of two awful diseases at the same time. And I'm like, you know what? This is stupid.
And my radio partner is a South Sider and a Sox fan.
And my brother.
I don't know.
All in.
I just know the games are a little long. That's all. Take that.
I'm watching.
Go ahead, Danny. I know you're not happy with it.
On behalf of the Cap and Jay Hood
Show, Faye.
I would like to apologize to all listeners that just root for one team. He called us immature. He's mature. He's rooting for both teams. He just called me and you immature.
Wow.
And all our listeners that root for one team immature. So on behalf of the Cap and Jay Hood Show, I personally would like to apologize for David Kaplan's fupa.
I am not calling any
no,
of you.
You just said it. You just said I'm mature.
You didn't just say that.
I'm mature. I've matured.
But I didn't
you
say.
You all are not mature.
But I didn't
I've
say.
I'm matured. I'm great, guys. Look at me in my hat and my vest. I'm mature. Look, you don't look mature. You look like a 70-year-old Eminem. I'm mature.
Oh,
run
God.
To Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
I just, what I can't wait for is for you to be there. At Guaranteed Rate in April, you'll be bundled up like Bernie Sanders. You'll be sitting there with your mittens saying, is the game over? It's like, that's going to be you, just bundled up there like Bernie.
All I'm telling you is,
it's a little long.
I think it says Chicago on it. It's going to be a really good, fun team.
I'm very cold.
I'm all about unity, man.
I'm very cold. Please get a home run. I'm very cold. I don't need a baseball man for my baseball man.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Does it seem colder on the south side than it does the north side?
All right, 312-332-3776. Phone lines are, lit up. Look what you've done. 312-332-3776. We're going to fly through them. We're going to all of you. Officer Andy and Ryan and John and the rest of you. We'll be right back.
I'm very cold.
Itching your morning sports fix. Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Rolling on, Cap Jay Hood. Weekday morning, 7 until 10. So, apparently, this is like breaking news, because I was doing the TV show The Rush yesterday with Chuck Garfine, and I said something to Chuck that I'm buying tickets to the White Sox and to the Cubs, and I'm going to go out to both stadiums, and I'm going to enjoy my afternoons at Wrigley, and I'm going to enjoy my mostly evenings, because the Sox don't play a lot of day games, at Guaranteed Rate. What? You're going to actually spend your money on our tickets? I said, yeah. Got a good team. I'm excited to watch good baseball. And all of a sudden, this is like earth-shattering.
Well, it's just because you didn't share that much with me. You shared that with Garfine. You said you were considering it, and now you're actually doing it.
Correct.
So I'm a little hurt about, from that standpoint, that you didn't say, hey, guess what?
I actually was going to tell you today.
Yeah.
Because I talked to the ticket guy last night.
Well, now, Garfine breaks the news on social media. I go, wait, he didn't talk to me about that. So a little hurt about that. And also just the idea that you want me to do, like, Cubs and Sox Day with you. That's not happening.
Why?
We could do Miller Park Sox. We could do that.
Yeah, no shot.
What's wrong with that? It's a great ballpark.
It is a good ballpark if you want to go to a mall.
It's a beautiful ballpark, and the food's great. The food's better there than at Wrigley. Can't disagree there, can you, Ricketts?
If you count the area around Wrigley, no shot.
No, in the ballpark. I don't have to go outside of Miller Park. The food's great there.
Are the places still in business outside Wrigley, or they board up everything?
Right. That's the thing.
I know the Starbucks coffee I'm going to have to bring. The Starbucks is gone. Dutch and Doc still there? Or is that gone? How about Madden's Post?
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing is. You don't want to go to Wrigley anymore because it doesn't remind you of the good old days. Everything's closed up and boarded up around there. You want to go to somewhere vibrant.
Yeah. Never thought I'd say that about 35th and Shields.
Well,
but
it is. It always has. Well, for me, it always has. It's always been vibrant for me.
So we're going.
Yeah, we can go. Yeah, absolutely. But Miller Park's the other option, though.
Cubs.
No shot.
All in.
Wrigley Field, no shot.
Officer Andy's in Kankakee.
What's up,
Officer Andy?
Harry.
Hey, man. All I can think about is this poor Mindy at home running on that treadmill, knowing that if she starts slipping, you're just going to start accepting those friend requests from the old chicks, saying, you know, she's good, I love her and all, but, you know, look over here, this party's a little better, you know. Your loyalty is stunning.
Wait a minute. So I can't cheer for both, but cheer for the Cubs first?
Correct. You cannot, sir.
Yeah. So pretty much.
Hey, I'm married to Mindy, but I'm rooting for this chick over here, you know, downtown, too, on the side.
Yes.
Loyalty, my friend. That's loyalty.
Right. Mindy first, not your lady friend.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You can't say, you know, she's flipping a little bit. She ain't been on the Peloton for a minute. I'm going to swipe right over here. I'm going to swipe right.
Oh!
So you're telling me that if I had only been a Cup fan and I wouldn't acknowledge the Sox, if I was speeding through Kankakee on my way to, say, Champaign to do a game, Officer Andy might give me a break. Now you might throw the book at me.
Yeah, I'm letting you know. You better be watching them speed limits, my brother.
That's
I'll
right.
be watching. I'll be watching.
Love you, Andy. Stay safe.
All right, brother. Be good.
See ya.
He makes a great point. Sports is about loyalty, right? For better or for worse, sickness and in health. That's how it is with teams. Right now, we're going through terrible times with the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Cubs. But the fans that listen to us, that root for those teams, stay loyal to those teams, waiting for better days ahead. We know the Bears stink. We know that the future is bleak. We know there's so many unanswered questions, but we're still waiting for that team to be good with hope and prayer.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Cubs. Listen, we enjoyed from 2015 to last year. Now we know that they're going to be in the dumps. But real fans say to themselves, all right, they're going to be in the dumps. Let's stick with it, because when they get good again, which we know they will, it will taste so good to be back on top of the mountain. You can't just, like, should Bears fans today pick one of the four teams in the conference championship game?
No, because those jerseys don't say Chicago.
Should Blackhawk fans now start cheering for the Tampa Bay Lightning because they're the best team in the division?
No, because those jerseys don't say Chicago.
But you pick a team and you root for that team. It's not, oh, the Sox are going to be good, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. Then when they start going downhill, guess what? I never close the door on the Cubs, so I can go back to that bandwagon.
Hold on a second.
You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
I'm going to both.
You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
Let me ask a question. What did you think of Harry Caray? Did you like him?
He was fine. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that thinks like Harry Caray was God's gift to baseball. When the Cubs stunk, he gave you a reason to watch.
Harry broadcast on both sides of town.
Listen,
do you hate Steve Stone? Steve, on both sides of town.
Cap, this is a ridiculously stupid comparison. Bring up Len Kasper, both sides of town. Guess what it is? It's a job and a paycheck. It's not rooting. I wonder if Len Kasper grew up a Cubs fan or a Sox fan. No. His job is to broadcast those games. To compare your fandom to a paycheck and a job is almost as stupid as when you said you're bringing unity to this country by cheering for both teams.
Cap, don't let him beat you up.
I'm not.
I got you, man. I think you should take this to the next logical conclusion. You should have a South Side wife as well.
Yes.
My God.
Like, because Mindy's a Cubs fan. Yep. Love her to death. But yep. I think you need a South Side wife to go to the Sox games with you as well.
Because that's how we do it on the South Side. You got to need a South Side piece. So she's going to be a lot tougher. Just so want you know,
Mindy's pretty tough.
Does she have a pack of Marlboros rolled up in her t-shirt? I'm just saying, man. I'm just telling you, you need a tough South Side wife.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Hold on a second, Danny.
I spent time with you. I spent time. This is really pissing me off, Woody. I'm sorry. I spent time with you after Game 7. After the Cubs won the World Series, I spent time with you. And it emotionally, I could tell that it meant something to you. It touched you.
Yes, I was crying.
I know that. You went to your dad's grave to share the moment with him.
Right.
Like, if the Cubs indeed win another World Series,
yeah.
I can promise you this. When I go around hugging people like I did Sylvie and Adam Abdallah, and even Carm was a good friend as a Sox fan, gave me a high five. If the Cubs win another World Series and you're near me, I'm going to act like I don't know you. Like you just worked there.
Oh, man.
You've given up your allegiance to say how meaningful and passionate you feel about the Cubs.
I still have them in my heart.
But it's not the same. It's being diluted.
Your heart's boarded up like the businesses over there.
Let me just put it to you this way. I've opened my heart wide to this city. I've pledged my allegiance to this city. I haven't said, I got a better job in New York. Let me go there. No, I have never, ever wanted to go anywhere else. And if the Chicago White Sox are going to put a really solid, awesome young team out there, and I love baseball, I'm going to cheer for both teams.
Yes.
Now, if you tell me it's the Cubs and Sox in Game 7 of the World Series, I'm going for the Cubs. That's my team.
Yeah. Don't worry. That won't be a problem. Cap knows, Danny, that he's more likely going to be giving Hoodie and me a hug than he is you after a World Series anytime soon. So don't worry, Cap. Arms wide open, buddy.
Thank you.
Sox win the World Series.
I loved Meller.
Yeah, Sox win the World Series. We won! How about that? Sha-da-da-da! Excuse me? We won! Who's we, Kimo Sabe?
312-332-3776.
But I had tickets!
Fat Mike, Kenny, John, Tom, Rich. We got a bunch of you. We'll get to all of you next.
We?
I need to go buy some gear.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Don't forget the Cap and J Hood podcast, wherever you download your podcast. If you're listening to it, great, but make sure you share it. The Cap and J Hood podcast, so much on there, including our shows daily and also the Under the Hood basketball podcast. There's if you're a basketball fan and want to know more about the Bulls or the NBA or college basketball, it's all part of it. Download and subscribe to the Cap and J Hood podcast daily.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Blue Cross.
Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. It's the card you can count on. Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
So, Hadro, there are a lot of calls. Let's get right to them.
All right, let's do that.
It's rock and roll. Should I be able to buy White Sox season tickets? People are split on this opinion. Danny is furious with me.
Take your time, man.
Let's go to Fat Mike out in Worth. Hey, Fat Mike.
I cannot believe the nonsense that I'm hearing right now. You have got to be kidding me right now. Months ago, before the season started, when I said the Bears were going to stink, and you called me out. We almost broke the show together, Cappy. All right, you called me out on my fandom and all that other good stuff, and now I'm hearing that you're considering buying season White Sox tickets?
I'm not considering. On, I did.
I'm questioning your fandom here. I cannot believe this right now. It's an unwritten rule of Chicago. Just like no ketchup on a hot dog, you got to pick a side. You got to pick either the north side or the south side. If you're one of those guys who roots for both teams, it's lame ass. If you're buying season tickets right now for the Sox, that means you're buying them in the Sox team. And I don't like it as a diehard Cub fan. This is hot trash, and I don't like it. You got to pick one, Cap. You can't go both ways.
You're better than that, Fat Mike. Did you hear what they said yesterday? It was all about unity in this country. Unity.
But unity in the country, that's fine. But just like in New York, you're not a Jets or a Giants fan. You're not a Met or a Yankee fan. You got to pick one.
That's
same
true.
Here in Chicago. You got to be Sox or Cubs. Plain and simple. That's it, Cap. You got to pick one.
See you, Fat Mike. Have a good day.
Yeah, he's saying that you should stay on your side of the fence.
That's he lives in Joliet. Stick with the South Side.
Yeah, he's a Sox fan.
He's a Cubs fan.
Oh.
He is a diehard Cubs fan.
All right, well, at least you picked one.
Hey, again, Cubs, Sox. Like, if it's game 7, I want my guys in blue to win.
Right, but you won't get there. That's why you're going to root for the Sox.
I know.
There won't be a game 7 between the Cubs and the Sox.
There's a good party there. I want to go have a good time. Yeah. Watch good baseball.
What about the Ricketts party? You don't like that? You don't want to wear the suits anymore and the cufflinks over there at Clark and Addison.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Nothing.
I mean, so it's fun over there. Listen, in that party for the Cubs, it's fun over there. You got Ryan Sweeney, and you've got
Sean Marshall.
You got Sean Marshall over there.
Yeah.
An occasional Dave Otto.
OTTO.
You might have him over there.
You got a Cole Wright, who I've never met. I hear he's a very nice young man.
Great guy.
He's a very talented guy.
It's fun over there. But on this side, you got Len Casper. Out of here. You got a little DJ. You got a little...
little Connor McKnight.
A little Chuck Garfine.
Benetti and Stone.
Yep. It's fun over here.
Ryan McGuffey, my brother.
You got me. I'm over there.
There you go.
Having fun. So you want to
Meller?
Want to be closer to me. That's the thing. As if we don't spend enough time together.
Correct.
Now you want to be with me at the Sox game.
Correct.
And if you want to... And now, on the National League side, if you want to come to Miller Park with me, because I'm over there 8 times a year.
Yeah, no shot.
What's wrong with that? When the Cubs play in Milwaukee, it's electric.
It's Wrigley North.
Okay. course, not this year. Take that. Not this year.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Harding. Harding, good morning. What's going on, Sparkles?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm calling to defend you, Cap. So first and foremost, what's the point of having cake and not eating it? That's wasteful, and that's extremely selfish. Secondly, the analogy is a little off there with the Mindy situation. Being both a fan of both teams is more like if Mindy found a nice young lady and they made an agreement to live in the same house as you guys, and you guys figured all out in. Something of that nature. So well, that's what that really is.
Well, then you'd be a Utah Jazz fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And then I'll say this. In a business mind frame, loyalty is the antithesis of intelligence. So when you really think about what's going on, we got some nerve to say Cap is not being loyal. We just yelled to the high moons that Reinsdorf had all this loyalty with Gar Paxson and he needs to be fired and it's so dumb. And then we're looking at McCaskey, the loyalty to Ryan Pace and to Matt Nagy and why they're staying on. Like, loyalty means nothing in business because at the end of the day, you're having a transaction. You're investing time, you're investing money into a product. So as a fan, you have every right to use what you have. There's not a lot of benefits to living in Chicago right now, especially not on the South Side. So if you can benefit on having two teams to root for so you don't have the mental space of depression of dealing with a losing team, by all means, capitalize on a Cap. I'm defending you. I'm holding on with you. Jay Hood, you're awesome, too. I'm a White Sox fan for life, but welcome, Cap, in. All right, talk to you guys later.
Peace out. Thanks, Harding. Peace out.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
There's Kenny and Crown Point.
Let's go to counterpoint
here on that. I know you like to cherry pick, but let's go to the counterpoint of this.
Yeah, I like to pick the ones that agree with me.
Of course.
Hey, Kenny, what's up, Sparky?
So Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to have Danny, can he cue up the flipper sound? Because this Oh my God, dude. You go down with the ship. I don't want to hear you at the park when I'm there like, oh, the seats are nice and cheaper. You know, I've always liked the Sox. Come on, man. Don't be a freaking poser. Stick with your damn team.
Oh,
I don't want to hear it.
All right.
You done?
Yeah, keep cueing the flipper, man. Keep cueing it. Because that's all it is. Jesus Christ. Ridiculous.
He better stay out of our business. He better stay out of White Sox business.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone.
Take that. 312-332-3776. How about Rich in Plano? Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hi, Rich. Let's go. Hello. Rock and roll. Get your coffee in you. Let's go.
No, he's ready to go. He's disgusted.
I got my coffee. I just wanted to call in. I usually never call in. I've never called into your program, but I got to say this. You know, letting Cub fans in the Sox Park, it's like putting perfume on a pig. You know, they put their Sox jerseys on. Oh, I'm a Sox fan, and I believe on a driver's license it ought to be a little box for a C or an S. And then you don't get in. You can't buy tickets. Simple as that.
A little C or an S. Wait a minute, Rich. Hang on a second.
Why pretend?
Hold on a second.
I mean, I don't understand it.
Wait, Rich. You know? Rich, hang on a second. So you say that on the driver's license there should be a little C for Cub and S for Sox. Is
that
what you're saying?
V for vaccinated.
Right. When you buy a ticket, you got a C. You can't buy a ticket. Simple as that.
Jesus.
You know, it would be, you know, it would solve all the problems. And, you know, all the fans that hang out at Wrigley Field, my friends are diehard Cub fans, and they've taken me a few games. And it's just, you know, they get there 3 hours before the game. They hit all the bars. By the time they're walking in, they don't even make, you know, they're not even in there for the anthem.
Right.
Everybody's drunk. They walk in a ballpark. They sit down. Now, I'm not saying all of them. There's, you know, knowledgeable Cub fans on the north side.
Yeah, the majority.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're all taking selfies. And look at me. I'm at a Cub game. And look at me there. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're at a ball game. Pay attention, you know. It's amazing. More of them don't get killed, you know, by foul balls and stuff because they got their cell phones in front of their face, you know.
You got to love Rich. Rich, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Rich.
We're against the clock, but that's you can smell the grilled onions where Rich is right now. You can smell the Miller beer for where Rich is. You know, all they're doing is taking selfies at the ballpark.
Rich is so right. Cap, you know what you're gonna find out and appreciate when you go to the rate? No fans are drunk. It's really nice when you're walking around the rate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll appreciate that. That's one thing you'll come to find at Sox
games. I was a vendor there.
Okay. Yeah.
In the 70s.
3-1-2-3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
Hold on a second. Reinsdorf's cleaned that up.
We're back in 2 minutes.